Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. Today we have, instead of really folklore, this is a bit of history. As many of the stories that are held inside myths and legends of our own land are. This is a story of upstate New York and a curiously named town. This is why it has its curious name. This is a story of horse heads. The feeling created recently by an attempt to fasten the stupid names of Fairport or of North Elmira on the village in capital New York that, on or off, for 50 years, had been called Horseheads, caused an inquiry as to how that singular name chanced to be adopted for a settlement. In 1779, when General Sullivan was retiring toward the base of his supplies after a destructive campaign against the Indians in Genesee County, he stopped near this place and rested his troops. The country was then rude, unbroken, and still beset with enemies, however, and when the march was resumed it thought best to gain time over a part of the way by descending the Chemung River on rafts. As there were no appliances for building large floats, and the depth of the water was not known, the general ordered a destruction of all impedimenta that could be got rid of, and commanded that the poor and superfluous horses should be killed. His order was obeyed. As soon as the troops had gone, the wolves, that were then abundant, came forth and devoured the carcasses of the steeds so that the clean-picked bones were strewn widely over the campground. When the Indians ventured back into this region, some of them piled the skulls of the horses into heaps, and these curious monuments were found by white settlers who came into the valley some years later, and who named their village Horseheads, in commemoration of these relics. The Indians were especially loath to leave this region, for their tradition was that it had been the land of the Senecas from immemorial time, the tribe being descended from a couple that had a home on a hill near Horseheads. And that is Horseheads, a story, a history of the naming of a quite curious town in upstate New York. And it is, in fact, north of Elmira, and Horseheads still holds the name of Horseheads. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.